Good morning and Vanakkam, everyone. And I want to bring your attention to our topic, green practices. And I brought a drink which I practice, a green practices with spirulina and lemon juice and with honey. And I'm living here in Oroville nearly 20 years and dedicating my life to promote organic farming. And I have a unit belongs to Oroville called Kofpu, which produces organic products. Nearly 13 years I am working. During that time, course of time, I became interested in raw food, because anyway, food was my line, my occasion, where I could express my full power and creativity. So I became interested in raw food, and I was offered to go to America to study on it. Then I found that raw food governs a whole physical, and physical governs emotional, mental, and spiritual bodies. So I found it is very appropriate for us to practice raw food style, which I would like to share with you, and some of the informations which would be quite startling, as we all have been trained to eat cooked food. So the middle one. Oh, it's already there. So I would like to question how healthy or green is our cooked food, because I learned that by cooking food in high heat, we lose 50 to 85% of nutrients. And this is a waste of money and time we spend for fuel, and only to get 50% of the nutrients. That makes us to crave food more and more. We have to eat, and then it leads us to obesity and overweight, and also mentally we begin to feel bad that we always crave for food. The basic point is that we don't get the nutrients. And the cooked food, they lose their enzymes by cooking them in high heat, especially grains. All of us are trained to eat grain-based food, rice, wheat, and all grains. And the grains, they need chromium to digest. And because they are cooked and the chromium is lost, and then they have to take from our bones and tissues, leading us to chromium depletion. And it also puts lots of stress on our pancreas. That leads also to lots of people are suffering from diabetes. And more we eat cooked food, which demands our secretion of hydrochloric acid, which is needed for the cell production, for the methyl group, which governs the aging. So that's what we eat cooked food, and we get accelerating our aging process. And oils, when we are cooking oils, and they don't get digested, and they try to stay in the body, very difficult to eliminate, and blocks the blood circulation. And most importantly, we lose omega-3 and omega-6, which is all very important for our being youthful and to get digested our fat. And cooked food gives acidity. Lots of people are suffering with acidity. There is a balance, acid-alkaline balance, like water, 7.2. Our blood should have 7.2 of the balance. When we eat cooked food, only it contributes to acidity, leading us to deprived of the alkaline base, the balance. That's one. And then cooking oil kills. The enzymes govern all of our functions. Enzymes are produced mainly, we have enzymes everywhere for the nervous system, for the digestive system. But especially when we eat cooked food, as they were devoid of enzymes, they consume from our stomach, leading us depletion of the enzymes. We don't have enough enzymes to do the elimination and to work on nervous system and even to thinking. So on the other hand, what is raw food and live food that you can see? Live food, live, we call also live food raw, which is not cooked in high heat, which is also called live food because it comes with life. When you are eating, still it is a living product. It is not dead yet. So that's why it is called live food, and it has all the life energy, like our nature, like our plant, which is still breathing. That's why it is called life food. Life food is raw food. We mainly eat vegetables, fruits, nuts and seeds as they are. Nuts and seeds provide protein and fat, and it contains omega 3 and 6, which is necessary for its digestion. You don't get accumulated fat, you stay slim and you have high energy. And raw foods also we can eat just like that, mixing with like salad, or we blend and make soups, or we also have dehydrator, which is dehydrating the food in low heat, still enzymes are preserved. So you have the benefits of raw food. As I said, that they are very rich in enzymes. If you are rich in enzymes, you have all the functions are efficient. They work very well. Nervous system, elimination and metabolism, RNA, DNA production, everything goes very well. And second is also stimulates digestion, elimination, yes, as you can read it. And then immune system. When we eat cooked food, the body immediately informs the brain that, oh, I have got some unknown food like virus, something has come. So the immune system has to produce lots of WBC, white blood corpuscles, in order to go and save. And if more and more we eat cooked food and every day we produce WBC and it affects the immune system, then we are prone to many diseases easily. Our resistance power is less. As I said, this also raw food could help you to maintain the optimum weight your body needs. Don't fall into low energy, neither you become fat. Of course, this also, it increases your longevity because you are not going to fall sick that often as we used to eat cooked food. Raw food, it's important that we give priority for organic food. And then I also read that even when you don't get organic, it is better to eat non-organic raw than cooked organic, because by cooking the pesticides are getting consolidated and they get so tightened up and they are very difficult to eliminate and digest. Of course, local food, you are with the nature, it helps you to be with your surrounding. And seasonal, like our nature, you eat when banana, papaya season or chiku season or fruits and vegetables, whatever comes in their season, we eat and you become more inclined to the nature. So you can see how raw food can help organic farming and green practices, and all the animals are saved and we can respect the creatures and you become easily one with the nature around you. And you can become a happy people and healthy people. That's what we could contribute to the world. If you are happy and healthy, you vibrate that and you contribute. That's a big contribution to the world. And you can have a spiritual growth too. Thank you very much.